Unit 8. What is user interface or UI design? What is UI design? Also known as user interface design, UI design refers to the aesthetic design of a product's user interface. It's the process of creating interfaces of apps and websites with a focus on look and style. UI design typically refers to digital user interfaces, but also includes voice controls interfaces, VUI. A UI designer designs all of the screens of a product and creates the visual elements and their interactive properties that facilitate the user interaction. To achieve this, they use things like patterns, spacing, text, and color. What is a user interface? A user interface is the point of human-computer interaction on an app, web page, or device. This can include keyboards, display screens, and the appearance of a desktop. User interface elements usually fall into one of these four categories. Input controls that allow users to input information into the system. For example, an entry field that enables users to register with their email address. Navigational components that help users move around a product or website, such as a hamburger menu on an Android. Informational components, including notifications, progress bars, message boxes that share information with users. Containers that hold related content together, such as accordions, vertically stacked list of items with show-hide functionality. UI design disciplines, concept, and practices. Let's explore some of the disciplines, concepts, and theories that form the fundamental base of UI design. Gestalt principles. Communication plays a central role in both UI and UX design, and the Gestalt principles are widely employed by UI designers to help them understand how users interpret and process complex stimuli around them. Gestalt psychologists state that our minds have a tendency to group and organize elements and do so in a predictable way. Understanding how the user's mind works helps UI designers to design interfaces that people will enjoy using. Let's take a quick snapshot of the few principles below. The principle of proximity states that we tend to perceive elements as a group when they are close to each other. The principle of similarity dictates that we're inclined to group elements together that look like each other. Our mind tends to follow paths and group elements that are aligned with each other. This is the principle of continuity. The principle of closure tells us that users need to understand the status of tasks. Whenever a product needs a little more time to complete a task, loaders inform us that the product is still working in the background. UI design patterns. Ever notice how most products follow particular design conventions, such as drop-down menu or a navigation bar? This repetition of common elements or features is known as UI design patterns. UI design patterns are general, reusable solutions to commonly occurring problems. Some common UI design patterns include: problem. What does the user want to do? Context. When should the pattern be used? Solution. What is the solution? Examples. Where and how has the pattern been implemented before? Most designers use UI design patterns to shape their work and, as a result, design similar-looking user interfaces. Responsive UI design. Consisting of a mix of images, flexible grids and layouts, and a use of CSS, responsive web design responds directly to the user's behavior and environment based on screen size, platform, and orientation. Let's look at an example. When viewing a traditional website on a desktop computer, the site might show three columns. If you look at the same website on a handheld device, it might force you to scroll horizontally, and certain elements may become hidden or distorted. By using responsive design, however, the website will automatically reconfigure the content to appear as a single column on the handheld device and resizing images rather than distort them. What does a UI designer do? Ultimately, UI designers are responsible for ensuring the product's interface is visually stimulating, easy to use, and in line with business goals. UI designers are also responsible for creating style guides or common languages that can be used across the business to establish consistency. UI design is a multidisciplinary field, requiring UI designers to wear multiple hats as part of one role. While it's largely a visual discipline, many people don't realize that there's a psychological aspect that is paramount to good UI design. UI designers need to understand how people work and how each visual interactive element shapes their experience in order to design user-friendly interfaces. They conduct extensive research to predict what the user will expect and design the app's interface to ensure that it feels intuitive to navigate. UI designers also reflect on accessibility and inclusion, carefully weighing up what each design choice means for the end user. So, what does a UI designer typically have on their to-do list? To design each individual screen of the product, paying close attention to information architecture and visual hierarchies. To ensure the designs of the product are responsive by testing the interface on various devices and screen sizes. To design a suite of elements to be used across the product, including icons, buttons, and sliders. To choose an awesome color palette for the interface, as well as thinking about the typography. To design the interactivity of each UI element. For example, what does a button do when the user clicks on it?